You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Wall Street is all over the place. Wages are stagnant. Consumer confidence is best described as eh. And no one is feeling the pain of this economic roller coaster more than local businesses. Steve Presser owns a toy store in Cleveland, Ohio. It's called Big Fun Toy Store. We check in on him from time to time, and after the recent stock market dips and concerns about China's economy, we wanted to see how small business is faring. Thanks for coming on, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
So let's start with the basics. How is business?
It's a sigh. It depends geographically. I've got a store here in Cleveland Heights, and I have a store in Columbus, and a little bit of a different picture in both parts, depending on what part of the state you're in. It's good down in Columbus. It's not as strong here where I'm at.
Are you noticing, you know, I'm reading that there are retail trends about people really, really comparing prices, really doing a lot of price comparison shopping, and then sometimes ending up online. Do you think you're seeing some of that?
Oh, absolutely. That trend has become not just a trend. It's become a fact of the matter. I've watched people do what they call showrooming, where they come in and with an application on their phone, their smartphone, they take a photo of my product and they check prices instantaneously. So we've seen quite a move towards that. And it, as a brick and mortar, it's very frustrating.
I bet. How do you compete with the internet, whether it's that price checking or the prices themselves? Is there a way to make your shopping experience more unique and enticing?
As my mother would say, kill them with kindness. We've always been a niche business. And so a lot of our product you just can't readily find online. But you just want to hope that people understand that the local mom and pop brick and mortar store has been here for years, has supported the community. They're your friends, they're family members, your kids play soccer with your kids. And so we hope that that has some kind of equitable value when it comes to buying an item.
And what are the other factors that are impacting your business? Is China causing problems for you?
We see a little bit of that. You know, again, psychologically, that seems to be the biggest effect for us. When people hear that China is shutting down, they're not sending out as much product, or there's inferior product coming from China, or the stock market is dropping precipitously, that has a psychological effect on our customers. And so, you know, they've been pre-warned. They have this perception that things are going to happen before they even walk into our doors. The China effect for someone like me who sells, you know, toys, novelties, collectibles, we don't feel that immediately, but there is the story, you know, the slow boat from China. And so when we're waiting for product and it just doesn't come in, you know, it's frustrating for our customers. So we have to wait like everybody else. And then therefore, if it's not there, we hope that our customers will find something that's funky and cool in our store to substitute.
Yeah. Steve, what do you think the next few months look like for you?
Well, hopefully they'll be good. We kind of lost our Halloween season because of all the pop-up Halloween stores around the country that have moved in to just stay open for, you know, 8 weeks and take business from us. I hate to sound like a sourpuss, but it's reality. But our big business is Christmas time and the holiday season. So we're in a lull right now. The back-to-school business, it tails off for us. There's other things that the parents want to get for their kids, like books and clothes. But coming into Christmas season, I'm an eternal optimist. I'm hoping we're going to have a very strong season. We offer something that's different. So I think you have to be a niche market these days.
Steve Presser, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Molly, thanks so much.